I am so filled with love. I am so filled with happiness. I am so filled with peace. I am so filled with unconditional beingness that I say what I mean all of the time. I say what I mean all of the time. I say what I mean. It is natural in me to say what I mean. It is natural in me to be what I am. It's natural in me to live the kind of person that I am. If we can always say that about ourselves, if we can always be aware of who we are all of the time, if we can always be on top of ourselves, are you a loving person all the time because you want to be? Are you a loving person all the time because you are? Are you a loving person all the time because it's your nature? Are you a loving person all the time because there's nothing else in this world that you know? You are so filled with love and peace and joy and happiness that everywhere you look, you see that. Everyone you are with, you are that. You live only in that awareness. Are you the kind of person that has never spoken an unkind word about yourself or about another person? Are you the kind of person who has never, never, never spoken an unhappy word about yourself or anybody else? Can you only find the good, the love, the joy, the peace, the harmony? Can you only find peace and goodness in yourself and in others? If you find yourself being sorry for yourself any time at all, you are living a very sad life because you're not recognizing how wonderful you are. You're not recognizing what a great person you are, what a fabulous being you are. To feel sorry for yourself is to put the wrong code in motion for yourself, the wrong attitude in motion for yourself. And anytime you feel sorry for yourself, you're looking at the world as a very sad place to be. Because when you're happy for yourself, you're looking at the world as a wonderful place to be, as a fabulous place to be, as a joyous place to be, as someplace that's exciting. Every moment of your life is exciting. And when you're sorry for yourself, your moments of your life are not very exciting. They're not very wonderful. They're not very, very magnificent. And what kind of world do you want for yourself? Do you want a happy, magnificent world for yourself? Do you want a world filled with joyous experiences? When you look at a tree, do you see its beautiful leaves? Do you feel see its stem? Do you see its branches? Do you see all the magnificence of it? When the tree is void of leaves, do you say, "Oh, the tree is dead, and it's only asleep"? Deciduous trees do that, you know. Deciduous trees sleep in the wintertime. They drop their leaves, and they sleep. They drop their leaves as a blanket around themselves, so that when they sleep, they have this warmth around themselves. Because come spring, they're going to pop up and out with the leaves again and out with the happiness again and reaching out for all of the sunshine to gather in the chlorophyll, to gather in all that the tree is. It's natural for it. You are like that, and I am like that too. We are unconditional love. We are looking at all the world and finding it good. The tree looks out and gathers in the sunshine. The tree looks out and gathers in the rain. The tree looks out and gathers in the wind. The tree looks out and gathers in all of the happy thoughts that the world has for it. Because the tree is a happy being. And you are a happy being. And you're a happy being all of the time. All the time you're a joyous being. All the time you're a magnificent being. All the time you are so fantastic that everyone loves to be in your company. There are people who just radiate gloriousness and goodness and happiness. People who just radiate the joy of living, the joy of life. And I say what I am. I radiate the joy of life. I say what I mean. I radiate the joy of life. I radiate the joy of goodness. I am that. I say what I mean. I say what I mean all the time. I look at another person and I find only good in them. If they're doing something sad or sorry, then I am careful. If I ever play the role of teacher, if I ever play the role of superior to another, then you can be sure I better start looking out for myself a little bit, because I'm on the wrong track. I'm on the wrong track, and I'm doing the wrong things, and I'm doing things that are not really for me. I'm doing things that are not really for my happiest. I'm doing things that are not really uplifting. I'm doing things that are not really me. I say what I mean. I say what I mean all the time. I say what I mean every moment of my life. I say what I mean every time I look at life and say, this is a great and a wonderful world. This is a fabulous world. This is a joyous world. This is a marvelous world. That's who I am. Sometimes I look at people and I say, oh, what a sorry person. And I say, whoops, my view is off kilter, my view is off kilter. I cannot look out and see a sorry person, because if I look out and see a sorry person, that's me. Because every being in the face of the earth is a reflection of me, a reflection of what I think, a reflection of where I'm going and what I'm doing. And I like me. I like me. I like me all the time. I like me every moment of my life. I like me. I like me. I enjoy me. I find me to be a wonderful and a happy person. I find me to be a fulfilling, uplifting person. I find me to be something that is so magnificent that I can hardly encompass all of it in my thinking. Now, when I look out of my eyes and I'm smiling, when I look out of my eyes and I'm smiling, what is happening in the world? I am seeing a beautiful world. When I look out of my eyes and I'm smiling, I am seeing a beautiful world. When I go into a hospital and I see people who are not happy, not sick, they're playing the game of being sick, but they're not happy. And so I have to take my happiness in there. And so I take my happiness in there and I go from person to person and I say, hi, you're fantastic. I see you as so wonderful. You are such a joyous and a magnificent being. You're so fantastic. You're so wonderful. I say what I mean. I look at the person. I don't say, you look better than you did yesterday. I look at the person and I say, you look wonderful. You are such a lovely smile on your face. I find the good in all, starting with me, because everything in my life is a reflection of me. It's a reflection of where I'm going. It's a reflection of what I'm doing. It's a reflection of who I am. And that's all that matters too. Because the only reflection in my life that I want is who I am. And I say what I mean all of the time. I say what I mean all of the time, and that is who I am. Join me in saying what you mean, and let it be your happy thoughts. Let it be your uplifting attitudes. Let it be your unconditional love, as it is my unconditional love. Because, believe it or not, I love you. I love you. I love you.